Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Diana Zerlini here. How you doing?
I'm great.
Well, we love having you here. You're always
good.
And it's a perfect day for you to be here because there's a question in the air about
baseball,
the national pastime.
Ooh.
By the way, right now, before I do that, how do you assess the weather situation? I'm supposed to be going over to St. Louis tonight, and I'm not so certain that I might not want to think twice about that.
There's nothing in the St. Louis area at the present time, but there is a lot of precipitation showing up out in western Missouri, out around Kansas City, which would, you know, get it to the St. Louis area by rush hour, 2:33. Okay.
And then it's are we going to stay warm enough that it's not going to be a problem here? But I'm seeing reports that say that we might get freezing rain here as well.
Yeah, there are some reports that we
it
might
just
see
depends when
rain.
The warm front moves through. If it warms up enough that we just get rain when the precipitation comes, or it's still cold.
Get your milk and bread.
I don't know about that yet.
Get some eggs too. You can have French toast tomorrow morning.
Well, if you have cinnamon.
You need cinnamon.
Yeah.
You
yes.
need plenty of cinnamon. Okay, so to this baseball thing. And the reason, part of the reason why we're going over is my wife has had this thing for Tommy Herr over the course of several decades. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, the
second baseman
for the Cardinals.
Number 28.
Uh-huh.
She...
That's because he was good-looking back in the day.
Well,
he might still be good looking. I haven't seen him lately.
Well, he's not bad looking. and she paid. You go at the Cardinal warm up.
The winter warm up. Yeah.
Yep.
You pay a certain amount of money to get autographs.
Yeah,
yes.
You get in, and then you pay.
Yeah,
and
a line
goes
to
the
charity.
Cardinals,
yeah.
The Cardinals care.
Yeah, charity.
So we're in one line, and I think it's like $65 because we have this. We were at the winter warm up 2 years ago, where I had my oldest grandson, and it's me and him, and we're talking to Adam Wainwright, okay?
Yeah.
So now we're taking that photo and paying the $65 to have him sign it to my oldest grandson. Now, she saw Tommy Herr, and it would have, if it was $100, she would have paid it. But it's only like $35 or $40, so she's going to get in line to get a signature.
Oh, come on, Tommy Herr's worth more than that, I think.
No,
he was a good one.
Oh,
the Cardinals.
That double play combination with him and Ozzy really, really good.
I would venture to say, probably the best double play combination the Cardinals have ever had, and probably all around, probably the best second baseman the Cardinals have ever had.
Yes.
I'm going to tell
defensive
you.
Defensive and fielding wise.
Yeah. I'm going to.
Now, Colton Wong, give him time.
And hitting wise.
Yes.
Now, Colton Wong, they may surpass him.
I'm going to show my age. Maxville.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you're going to say Dale Maxville.
Julian Maxville, Javier, over to Bill White.
Yeah, I don't know, though.
Pretty good.
I don't know.
Pretty good.
Anyway, long and short, I'm paying like $55 or $50 to get Mike Schilt's autograph. On a picture of him.
Okay, yeah.
Because I think it's important. He's a leader.
You got to buy the picture, too?
No.
Get the picture, right?
I was going to take the picture off. My wife said she's going to get there early if we go tomorrow and get a picture of Schilt so that I have it to sign. Anyway, but that's tomorrow. So what do you think about the baseball thing? I did a commentary this morning that said
Kings
never win, winners never. And if you're going to do this knowing – don't you think you should throw some consequences in, like, hey, how lousy is it to be an L.A. Dodger?
Or a New York Yankee.
Yeah.
You got ripped.
Mm. Well, Clayton Kershaw. I mean, I saw a tweet yesterday what his at home in that World Series, how he pitched, how many innings he pitched, and what his ERA, how many hits he gave up and everything, and on the road at Houston, and it was unbelievable. I mean, it was like 3-1.
They knew it was coming.
Yeah. Obviously, it's not good for the sport of baseball. You know, Manfred came out when it first came out, 3 years ago, and said that they're, you know, quit it. There will be harsh consequences. I don't know if quit it was enough. I don't know if they monitored hard enough to see what was going on. There were a lot of rumors back then, and he said that. But you know what came out yesterday in the various media outlets that Altuve and Bregman were wearing buzzers, and that they were buzzed. That's really.
It was one thing when they had bats and hitting
they were
on barrels.
Banging on garbage cans.
But now you get two zaps, you know it's going to be a breaking ball.
Uh-huh. So,
Holy moly.
And you know, the conspiracy theorists, you know, they really jumped on this and showed, you know, they really, when Altuve hit the walk-off on Aroldis Chapman, and they were going to, you know, right now they shred the shirt, they pull the shirt off of you, and he held on to his shirt, and they read his lips and said, don't rip off my shirt. And then they show Altuve going immediately, instead of staying on the field and putting on
The t-shirt.
He went immediately to the dugout and changed into the t-shirt underneath in the clubhouse.
There are some questions.
Ooh. So, yes, there are some questions.
That's like a little form.
What about the penalties that were handed out? You know, Renfred said there's going to be harsh penalties. I don't know if these were harsh enough.
Well,
they should give up the world championship.
I agree.
That's what I think.
I don't know how you can. Part of that, I think, was the speed that they wanted to get it over, because if they would have had to start really talking to players and things like that, this could have really drug out. But maybe that's a good thing. I don't know. I don't know if you vacate a championship. Obviously, in the NCAA, when they do it because of recruiting and stuff like that, even with the Chicago White Sox,
right,
with the gambling, they didn't. But they
Well, they didn't
it.
Win.
Yeah, they didn't win. They threw win. It.
But you look at University of Louisville and Rick Pitino. When all that went down, they had some championships that were
And that wasn't – and then the thing about that, when that happens, is that really the player's fault or is that the coach's fault? So who are you penalizing
there? This one, it was
But
the
this
players.
One, the players. The players started this. So, you know, Jeff Luhnow, he's probably not going to get touched again. To be in that as a general manager.
Not with the
careers are gone.
A.J. Hinch, that's going to be questionable. There may be you let him out of baseball. You know, time is the best healer of all, and we all forget. I mean, look at how we look back now upon the steroid era. And
they don't forget to the extent that any of them ran the Hall of Fame, though.
But if you look, they think that Bonds and Clemens have a really good shot the next couple times. Derek Gould that votes, he put out his votes, and he voted for Bonds and Clemens this time. So with A.J. Hinch, I think you give a couple years, and there's going to be some team, because he is a good manager.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
so,
but
that doesn't – he knew what was going on. He tried to bust up the video monitor that they had in the hallway. Mm-hmm. But he, you know, put your foot down and say, hey, we're not doing this. We're not winning. There's something that's got to be in you that says, guys, yes, we try to steal signs, but that's part of baseball.
We don't use technology.
So there's something inside you's got to say, hey, this is wrong. I'm not going to be a part of this, and I'm stopping it. I'm stopping it right now, and he didn't do it.
He's not the boss just because I think he the threw owner, his name out of a hat. And
I
said,
think
oh,
the owner
the
got off too easy.
Yeah.
I think the owner got off
he
way
threw them
too
under the
easy.
Bus real yes. fast, didn't he?
So I think, and I, you know, when the Cardinals got
penalized for
Chris Correa
hacking
into the Astros computer. I mean, the Astros wanted blood. And they demanded that the commissioner really come down hard on the Cardinals, which he did. And they had to give those draft picks to the Astros. Mm-hmm. So why, you know, the Astros are just giving up draft picks. They're not giving them to the Dodgers. They're not giving them to the Yankees.
I could live with that. If they give, the Dodgers benefited from getting extra
I think the fine levied out.
But I think the important thing is what the commissioner said in his statement, that the culture of the Astros was really disturbing to him in terms of win at all costs, in terms of how they bungled up that assistant GM and the crass statement he made to the female reporters.
Oh, yeah,
about,
that too. I remember
about
that.
About Osuna and things like that. So I think if you wanted a really house cleaning, you could have told Crane, you're going to have to sell this, because obviously
you've inspired this horrible thing that's happened
to our
game.
It's rotten from the bottom up.
Yep.
So,
I agree.
Mm.
Well.
But I think the owner got off easy.
I agree.
I'm fine with what Hinch and what Luhnow got, because a year out of baseball, then they got, you know, he fired them. But Beltran and Correa, I mean, and Correa, for the Boston.
Z doesn't have her headphones on, so she didn't hear what was going on in the background.
Okay. Oh, what was that?
The bucket of butt theme.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. That's okay. All right. We love your opinions on stuff like this. That's why you're such a wonderful guest. You know, birthdays today, Betty White.
Yes.
Is 98.
98 years old.
98 years young.
Yeah.
She's still going strong.
I mean, she's still on TV and movies and things.
Is.
That's fantastic.
Well, you know, she was award-winning as Sue Ann Nivens on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. That was from 1973 to 77.
Married to Ted Baxter.
Yes, and she was Rose Nylon in the Golden Girls. You just can go through the list of these. She was also in Hot in Cleveland, which was...
That was a good show.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Staple of guests. She's also been just on all of these game shows. She is essentially the first lady of game shows.
Well, it's because she was married to Alan Ludden.
Alan Ludden.
And she was great at Password.
Yes, she was. Ludden died from stomach cancer in 1981. They didn't have children together, but he had three children. She was a stepmother to three children. She just has had a storied career. Here's what she was asked by Larry King after Ludden's death, whether or not she would ever remarry. She replied, quote, "Once you've had the best, who needs the rest?" Sounds like something that would fall out of Carol Reese's mouth, don't you think? I think.
Oh, boy.
James Earl Jones today is 89. Known for his voice roles?
Darth Vader.
Uh-huh. Luke, my son. He was a voice in The Lion King, too, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Original Lion King?
Mustafa. Yes. He's also, this is CNN.
Is he really?
I didn't know that. Voice. Yes. Okay. He's the voice of CNN's top of the hour legal IDs. In 64, he appeared in his first film. He was in Stanley Kubrick's Dr. Strangelove. Do you remember that?
Wow, yeah.
He was the Bombardier, the B-52 Bombardier. He also has character actor roles. We were talking about this morning. He was in Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was great in Field
of
Dreams.
He was the
writer. Coming to America, Conan the Barbarian, The Hunt for Red October. Remember him in that?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I love that movie.
I love that. I did too.
Patriot Games, The Sandlot, Clear and Present Danger. He's been in some great movies.
Oh, yes, he has.
In 2016, he spoke publicly about 20 years and the health challenges of type 2 diabetes. I could talk for 30 years about that. But Muhammad Ali's birthday's today as well. Of course, boxer died at the age of 74 in 2016.
He had Parkinson's disease, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was kind of sad down the stretch. Cassius Marcellus Clay Jr., was his given name.
Have you seen that movie, Ali?
The Greatest?
Yes.
Oh, Ali.
Oh,
what a great movie.
Will Smith?
Didn't get a lot of
notoriety. No, but it was good.
I thought it was a great movie.
You're talking about the one with Will Smith playing him?
Yes.
Ali?
Good close friend of mine was in that movie. His only movie role.
Really?
Bill Plaschke.
Mm-hmm. Bill, the writer.
Yeah. I gave Bill his first job at the Elestal at SIU.
He's out in L.A., isn't he? He writes for the L.A. Times?
He's the L.A. Times.
Yes.
Columnist.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah, and he visited us down in when we were living in Murfreesboro. I had him speak at a banquet down there. Great guy. But he played, this was a stretch for him, he played a reporter asking Muhammad Ali a question with Will Smith playing that role. Really, nobody much bigger in the 20th century as far as an athlete and the image that Muhammad Ali
had. Oh, not
had.
Just an athlete, is a social icon and social change that he brought about.
Mm-hmm. Won the World Heavyweight Championship from Sonny Liston at the age of 22 in 1964. People wonder just how great, I mean, he was already the greatest by his own declaration, but how much greater he would have been if he would have had those years in his prime.
Oh, definitely, because how many did he sit out for?
I'm trying to see here. He was arrested,
found
guilty of tax draft evasion in 66. He didn't get back till 71, so almost 5 years he hadn't fought. He was married four times. Seven daughters, two sons. One of them, Layla, came out, and he was against her initially being a boxer. But she was a professional boxer and was very effective.
And she's done, I think she's done Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, she's become more of a
Fox show, The Masked Singer. She was on that.
I didn't know
she's
that.
Become more of a TV personality now.
She has.
On this date in 1913, all partner interests in 36 Golden Rule stores were consolidated and incorporated in Utah into one company, the JCPenney Company.
Okay.
I used to, you know, people would say, where do you get your clothes? JCPenney. That's where I would get my clothes.
You don't see many JCPenneys around anymore.
No, you don't.
No.
The one, they've been kind of on hard times.
I think Mount Vernon still has one.
Yeah, there's one in Evansville in the mall, too.
In 1934, Ferdinand Porsche, I believe that's the way you pronounce it. Some people say Porsche. I'm not sure. Submitted a design for the people's car.
The VW Bug?
Volkswagen.
Volkswagen.
There you go. The new German.
You said
right
Porsche.
Government.
Did you guys see Ford versus Ferrari?
No.
Go see that. It's
everybody
fantastic.
Says it's great. We had.
Fantastic.
Julie Bryant was the one that told us that that was her favorite movie.
Oh, man, it was good. We went and saw it on New Year's Eve, and it was great.
I don't know if it's still playing or not.
It was in Evansville. Yeah. That's where
but
we saw
can,
it.
But you probably rent it on.
Yeah, it's probably close enough that it's getting.
Okay. 1960, he gave me a recommendation. I gave him one, and it was a good one, right, for Amazon Prime.
Goliath
with Billy Bob Thornton. And he gave me one, Deadwood.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm going to have to check out. It's not going to be one that we're going to. Carol's got different tastes.
Yeah.
So it won't be something that we'll share. 1966, NBC ordered 32 episodes of The Monkees.
Mm. I love that show.
And that's all it lasted was 32 episodes.
Yes, that's it.
I mean, it didn't last very long.
There weren't many.
It wasn't very well written, but you know, you were always going to get a song songs out of every episode.
1974, Dino Martin, singer and the son of Dean Martin, arrested on suspicion of possession and sale of two machine guns. Why would you need a machine gun if you're Dean Martin's son? He was arraigned and released on bail. 79, Linda Ronstadt, Emmylou Harris, and Dolly Parton announced that they would record an album together, which they did in 1994. Here, this is a big one. In 94 on this date, Donny Osmond fought the Partridge Family's Danny Bonaducci in a charity boxing match in Chicago.
Was that the MTV celebrity boxing thing?
I'm not sure MTV had anything to do with it. Who won?
I think Bonaducci.
Yeah, he was much, much meaner than Donnie. It took a split decision, though. Donnie hung in there.
Yeah.
He didn't get hurt. He didn't have Marie come out and beat the heck out of Bonaducci. I would have done that. I would have just said, look, Marie's tougher than I am. Donna Zerlini's here. She's our guest on Morning Coffee this morning. The Carnaby Square question of the day. And this is good because you spent a career in education, and so there's a way to parse this. And give us your insight. If you're giving guidance to a young student, would you recommend a liberal arts or an occupational education? You wouldn't believe how one-sided our answers are on this poll. And we'll tell you about it when we come back on Morning Coffee.
Are you over crushing candy? Well, stop wasting your time and start having fun. Millions of Americans can't be wrong, so join the Best Fiends Obsession. It's a 5-star rated puzzle adventure game where you collect cute characters and solve thousands of fun puzzles. Start your adventure today and play Best Fiends. Download Best Fiends for free from the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends.
Play Best Fiends. Download free.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Next stop, Graham Street. And Brian in the khaki shorts. Your TNL energy bill went up 60% this month. Seems like you'd want to know. Stand clear of the closing doors.
So, meet Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong, like increases to a recurring bill, then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. Eno, another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Limitations apply.
It's a new year, another step closer to the next season. Carnaby's winter clearance is now in progress. Save 25% on all their great boutique fashions and 25% off all newly retired Brighton collections. Receive free Brighton Swirly Heart Necklace with a $100 purchase. Now is a great time to spend that Christmas gift certificate. The Carnaby girls are refreshed, renewed, and ready for 2020.
Post-frame buildings continue to pop up all over the area. And at Graber Post Buildings, they've been putting up buildings for over 40 years. Garages, pole barns, storage buildings, workshops, apartments, even indoor basketball courts, and some of the most attractive commercial buildings in the state. Every job is specific and unique to your wants and your needs. Graber Post also has packages for contractors and do-it-yourselfers. So for your next building or roofing project, call for a free quote at Graber Post, 800-264-5013.
It's hard to quit smoking when you try to do it alone. The Illinois Tobacco Quit Line offers a plan and ongoing support based on your individual needs. Knowing how to properly use tools to quit smoking, such as patches, gum, lozenges, or other medications, and counseling will increase your chances of success. We've helped thousands of people quit smoking. We can help you too. Call 1-866-QUIT-YES, online at quityes.org, Facebook, and Twitter. Brought to you by the Illinois Department of Public Health and the American Lung Association in Illinois.
Hi, this is Bill Stevens with another Time Capsule quiz. Which month and year was it when the Pentagon pulled the plug on its Star Wars program? In Somalia, the U.S. handed over its command to the United Nations. 93 million people tuned in for the final episode of Cheers. CBS anchor Dan Rather told us,
I'll be joined each night here at CBS News by Connie Chung. I look forward to having her as co-anchor.
Emerson Fittipaldi made his second trip to Victory Lane at the Indy 500.
To win Indianapolis is the best event in the world. I'm very pleased. And we did it. We did it.
And all these songs were new on the radio.
If I could, hero knew what he had to do.
What you gonna do? That's the way love goes. Even the fool can't see
to have you in these arms now.
Okay, when did we first hear all this? The answer and a piece of the top song from the month and year are coming up.
It's here. The Big Deal Store is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses. Go to your station's website, WFIWradio.com, and click on Big Deals. Here you'll find dozens of gift certificates for places like Three Chicks Fudgery, Act Tire and Auto, Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center, and Bullard's Farm Market and Bakery. You can shop 24 hours a day and save tons of money in the process. But you better hurry. You never know how long each deal will last.
May 1993. Have I told you lately?
Rod Stewart and Have I Told You Lately? The top song of May 1993. This is Bill Stevens for TCapsule.com. Back soon with another Time Capsule.
At F&B, we believe in us. Not us, the bank. Us, the farmers. Us, the families. Us, the community. That's why we continuously and proudly support, invest in, and volunteer throughout our region. So whether you're from Fairfield, Wayne City, Sisney, Grayville, or anywhere in between, you'll always find a friendly and helpful neighbor right here at home. FNB, Banking Business Life. Member FDIC.
Welcome back. It's the Carnaby's Questions of the Day. You swear you're a fashion leader in downtown Fairfield.
That's easy for you to say. That's easy for you to say. Now, the question was, if you're giving guidance to a young student, would you recommend a liberal arts or an occupational education? Very interesting. 1,800 people were reached, 272 votes. An enormous, a landslide for occupational education. 93% of the people responding say occupational education over liberal arts. Rick says running out of good qualified workers in the technical field need plumbers, electricians, and ditch diggers. I think plumbers and electricians probably more than ditch diggers. Mark says Toyota starts workers at $20 an hour, needs young workers bad, apply. I'll go further, Mark. There's a lot of jobs at places like Toyota where people can't pass the drug test,
which
causes them a lot of grief. Matt says you can be educated in both. It's not an either or.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You have to know that person, and as we just said, what their passion is.
I think it all depends on who that person is. If you're talking to that person, you know, you need to ask questions of that person before you make a recommendation.
Yes.
Ben says something broad is wise because it allows you to be qualified for many types of jobs. Something specific, other than a trade, can make your job search too narrow. Tommy says, I would tell them to choose a major that gets them a job that never feels like work. Follow your passion in life. Absolutely. Tommy's right on. Crystal says, depends on what student you're giving advice to. And we already mentioned that, you know, it's a specific. And Kathy also said, I can't choose on this one because one answer is not right for everyone. It has to depend on the individual and his or her interests, skills, and values. And Christy jumps in just to say, I love it when Z's on the air.
But the thing you have to look at is, like, this, you know, surveys have shown that most students change their major 4 or 5 times in college.
Oh, yeah.
Well, as adults, most of us change our direction in life, you know.
Many times.
At least
once or twice, yeah.
Yes. I mean, I was going to be a medical technologist, but I found out I couldn't be stuck away in a lab not being with people, you know, and teaching, coaching was the perfect job for me. But you just...
And that begat administration.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I just think that you shouldn't say I'm going to be in one lane my whole life, because you're not going to be. Life changes. We change.
The real question that I get often is a bachelor's degree... There used to be, when you'd go through guidance and counseling in high school, you were being pushed into getting the bachelor's degree. That has changed.
But I do think that higher education is important for what you want to make your whole life, because it's, you know, records show that the more education you have, the more you make.
Yes.
And, you know, for some people, they can say money's not everything, but, you know, you do want to have a comfortable life. It's not fun to have to scramble around your whole life for money.
When you say education, that's not necessarily, you know, a bachelor's, a master's, anything like that. It could be occupational certificates.
Yes.
You know, say if you're a mechanic.
An apprentice.
Then you get certified at something.
Brake lines.
Then you get certified at something else. And each certification brings you a little extra money.
Or through one of the unions.
Yeah.
You start as an apprentice, and, you know, with an electrical worker or anything like that, if you go through a union, that type of education. But it shows the more education you have, the more you make, the more you earn.
I'm so very happy and proud of what we do here at Frontier, and the growing number of occupational programs, 1 and 2 year programs that they offer. You know, it started when we got the Sanyo building and brought in mechanics, auto technology, and then the lineman training, which is a 1 year certificate that leads you to a job, highly valued job. It just keeps going. Now, you know, they just got a grant to bring in MedLab Tech.
Yes.
That's huge.
Yes.
And you get, it's good pay, and...
Those are jobs that are needed.
Sure. So anyway, I think that was a pretty heavy question.
But I think you got some really good answers on it, too.
Yeah, you
absolutely.
Did.
No doubt. Talking about workers, some older male workers, techies in particular, apparently turning to cosmetic surgery to stay competitive in the job market.
To make them look younger.
Plastic surgeon.
Wow.
In the Bay Area says there's a 25% increase in Silicon Valley for workers who are getting facelifts and Botox injections to look younger because they're competing against the millennials and Generation Z. A San Francisco cosmetic dermatologist says he's doing land office business.
What is... Okay, now I know what millennials are. Who is
Let's ask Z. What's Generation Z?
Well, it's...
Between the millennials...
No, I think it's... Isn't that from the 90s up or something?
Yes, yes. Okay, after
so
the millennials.
Yes. Okay, so it's before the millennials, right?
Well, the millennials are 18 to 34. Is that correct?
So Generation Z would be from 20 up, because if you were born in... or if you were born in 2000... I mean, you're 20 years old.
That's true.
Which got makes you think, wow.
It's hard to believe it.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I got all kinds of interesting other little tidbits here. Most puppies are described as cute and adorable, but there's one in North Carolina that you have to see to believe. That's because he's green.
I saw that.
A green dog?
He was the fourth of eight puppies born to a white German Shepherd. The family says he came out in a bright lime green.
He does look green.
So, of course, they called him the Hulk.
The vet said it's from birth fluids.
Yeah.
It's from what?
Birth fluids.
Birth fluids.
He'll grow
birth,
out of it.
Birth fluids.
Both, yeah. Birth fluids. Okay.
Yes.
He will grow out of it.
Yes.
Somebody will be trying
The stain to, will go away.
Somebody will be trying to make a breed out of yes. that, I guarantee
you. You're getting geared up for Valentine's Day at the store, right?
We are.
Bronx Zoo has got a great idea. They're bringing back their annual Name a Roach gift for Valentine's Day.
Name a Roach gift?
The zoo lets you name a giant Madagascar hissing cockroach to show your sweetheart how much you love them.
You know, they can survive nuclear attacks.
Them and yeah. Keith Richards.
We found a couple of bugs at the shop that have come in on plants that we've received that probably could survive a nuclear holocaust.
You can make money off them. For a $15 donation, you can get a certificate with the name that you picked for your roach. For $50, you can get a pair of roach socks and a roach scented candle.
And you know what? Throw in an extra $9.95.
I think more romantic
would
be.
And they'll let you name a star.
What a star. That's more romantic.
Is that a scam or what?
Yes.
How do you know?
Oh, it's the Bronx Zoo trying to make some money. But okay, we're in New York City. New York City, roaches? Okay.
Yeah,
that's
it.
Works.
Good point.
It works.
I'm waiting for the name of rat for your Valentine.
A new study concludes once and for all that a giant asteroid killed off the dinosaurs. Many scientists have long believed that dinosaurs became extinct after a huge asteroid slammed into Mexico 66 million years ago and wiped out most life on Earth. Now a group of Yale University researchers are saying it had to be the asteroid. So there you go. You can use that around the water cooler this morning. Picture George Lucas holding Baby Yoda is going viral.
Baby Yoda's on The Mandalorian.
Yep,
that's the Star Wars on.
Features the Baby Yoda.
Disney Plus,
yes.
Right? Okay.
Yesterday, he tweeted a behind-the-scene photo of Star Wars creator George Lucas holding the Baby Yoda in his arms. Retweeted over 50,000 times.
So George Lucas was lucky enough to get one of the Baby Yodas early.
Yes.
What happened? Yes, he was. I would say he knows.
Yeah.
What happened with this Odell Beckham thing? Can you tell me? Because I don't understand it.
Okay. First off, he was videotaped in the locker room passing out $100 bills.
No, it was on sidelines after the game.
Oh, it was on sidelines
yeah.
after the game. Okay. Okay, oof. So he was videotaped passing out $100 bills to players after the game.
On LSU.
Yeah.
He's an LSU
grad. He's a grad?
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't grad, but he went there.
Yes, he
right?
went there.
But then he went into the locker room, and now there's an arrest warrant for him for battery because apparently he walked by a New Orleans police officer and gave him a little pat on the butt. You know, like hey, you know, we did it, you know.
Tush touch.
Yeah, and it you know,
and that turned into assault.
Yeah.
Wow. So what's the $100? I mean, the money handing out. What was that all about? Was he?
Well, he was. Supposedly, it was just to the players that were graduating, or he knew were going on to the pros that he gave money to. So, as Joe Burrow said, "I'm not coming back, so it doesn't matter." So
that's just dumb.
That's dumb. He's got to be. I mean. obviously, well, LSU's going to have to round up all that money. Yeah. Good luck with that.
Odell Beckham Jr. has been known throughout his career for
doing really smart things.
Really smart, yeah.
Hey, did you hear who's going to be singing at the Super Bowl?
Yes.
No.
Guns N' Roses.
Halftime?
Yeah.
Okay.
Guns N' Roses. Who else?
No,
that's
no,
who
it's Jay.
What says it? It says here, Guns N' Roses will be performing at the Bud Light Super Bowl Fest.
Fest.
Okay, that's
I knew because it's
Snoop Dogg's there too.
It's is it J-Lo and
yes. Now
for halftime?
Yes, for and the get a load of the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah.
Demi Lovato.
Mm-hmm. Go for the over. She's slow. She's done it before.
Go for the over. There's a betting as far as how long it goes.
They do.
Yes.
They do. They bet on
go for the over.
They bet on whether or not it will reach Whitney Houston's record for
yes.
the length. Because she went on for what? Almost 4 minutes, didn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, usually it's somewhere two something.
Yeah.
So over or under, so go for the over.
Demi Lovato has been on a break since an overdose at her house in 2018. So she gets to sing the national anthem.
But she's done it before at other events I read. But yes, go for the over.
Go for the over. All right. Well, I'm sorry.
And we mean the over and under on the time, not the overdose.
I never thought of that. No, the Guns N' Roses, I didn't even know they were back together.
Oh, yeah. They went on a tour.
They left a lot of money on the table when they left, when they quit.
Speaking of guys with plastic surgery, man, those guys look like they need it.
Axl
Not
Rose.
As bad as Keith Richards.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that's a good point.
Speaking of music performers, Reba McEntire will have a guest appearance on Young Sheldon. She'll make a guest appearance on that episode. She'll play the fun and fiery ex-wife of Coach Ballard, who's dating Meemaw on Young Sheldon.
Oh, yeah, she ditched the professor guy.
Oh, did she?
Yes.
Oh, well,
Meemaw did, yeah. And the guy that's the smart one that Sheldon kind of has, you know.
Yes.
And he's kind of tutored Sheldon. Yeah, she's ditched him.
You know, the Joker's going to return to theaters. It's back on the big screen after scoring 11 Oscar nominations. I guess it had run its course. But now since all the nominations have come
back,
they're bringing it back. And NBC's getting into the streaming.
They had a big thing on NBC News last night about
NBC
that.
NBC News, MSNBC.
Peacock.
Everybody's
the
getting
Peacock Network, I think they're calling it.
It's just everybody's got a streaming service now.
Oh, yeah.
You have Disney Plus?
No, but I don't have a smart TV. That's my next purchase. So I've been kind of
got.
Well, I'm kind of in the dark ages, but my mom lives with me, so cable's about what she can manage. So,
yeah.
But I what I'd like to know is what the best smart TV is to buy. I mean. Some, you know, they're
yeah.
saying like a TCL is a really a good TV. I mean, you can go high-end Samsung or Sony and pay a lot more money.
Right.
But I'm not a gamer, so I don't have to worry. I don't want that picture-perfect quality.
I don't even remember. I don't quite remember what brand I got. I bought it about 5 years ago.
I've got several.
But they say to wait till after the Super Bowl to buy a new TV because then
yeah.
the prices go down.
Right. I've got a Hisense.
And that's a pretty decent brand from what
actually,
I've been researching.
The picture is really good on that.
He and I both are, I mean, he actually does Sling instead of cable.
Well, my nephew does. He does Sling or who. I think he does Sling, I think. I just got to have that Cardinals ball game every
yeah.
day.
We've got that. See, that's why I've got the cable.
And
yes.
See, they dropped it off of Sling.
Yes.
I also have cable because.
Did not make me happy.
Because I need the, Wi-Fi.
But I was kind of looking at YouTube TV, too. That looked pretty good.
It's not bad. By the way, Meatloaf is suing a Dallas hotel where he tumbled off the stage last year. The 72-year-old singer. I didn't realize he was that old.
Ooh,
Paradise by the Dashboard
yes.
Light.
Yes.
Just got this in. Wayne City Spelling Bee winners. Callie Seymour
okay.
is the runner-up, and Isabella Smith gets first place. Both are going to advance to the Wayne County Spelling Bee.
Well, you need to forward that to Jeff.
I will.
Congratulations to those.
Absolutely.
Yep. And I got a picture. So
good.
You're probably going to have to show me how to forward it. But
all right, that's I will.
You know, I got it on my phone via text.
So anyway, Meatloaf's doing a concert at the Hyatt Regency in Dallas, and he's taking questions from the audience when he accidentally falls off the stage. He's a big boy.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fell off the stage.
All right. We've got to get to
trivia. By the way, in a related suit, I am suing the oak tree that I fell out of.
Are you going to settle?
We'll have to
talk. You might get some firewood out of it.
Yeah. I've got extreme weather trivia questions.
Might be come in handy today.
It's perfect for today.
All right.
And by the way, I was just going to mention, we will be broadcasting live. You and I will be broadcasting live from the Cover Crop Coffee Shop. That's coming up, being put on by the Edwards and Wayne County Soil and Water Conservation District. That's going to be coming up in the middle of February. I'll tell you more about that. Here's the questions. Number one, when does the Atlantic hurricane season officially begin? Question two, when sustained winds are immediately expected to be over 40 miles per hour for almost 1 hour in an area, what kind of advisory does the National Weather Service issue for that area? Number three, tornadoes are born from severe thunderstorms in the United States. Storms can travel in any direction, but one direction is more common. In which of these directions is a U.S. tornado most likely to travel?
All right.
What is the difference between a hurricane and a typhoon?
Okay.
Number five, scale for estimating tornado strength is the Fujita scale. Okay, I'm sorry. What specifically is used to determine the rating of that tornado?
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think I know that.
Right. Number six, you're watching TV when a red line comes on the bottom of your screen and reads a tornado warning is in effect for your county. Which of the following does that mean? And I give you some choices.
All right.
Okay.
Number seven. On September 13th, 1922, in Libya, reportedly the highest temperature ever recorded, according to their claims, how hot did it get that day? The hottest temperature ever recorded.
Okay.
Number eight, what do you call a tornado that is over water? Number nine, the best example of a tornado in literature is this L. Frank Baum children's classic.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know necessarily it's for children, but...
Number 10. Hurricanes are named when sustained winds of 74 miles per hour are achieved. Severe storms have their names retired. What's the most frequently used names that cannot be used anymore?
All right.
Oh, boy, we're talking weather. Coming back on the big show after this break.
It's a new year kickoff inventory reduction sale at J. Wilderman Autoplex in Mount Carmel. Clearance prices on every new 2019 Ford, Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram. Up to $14,000 off F-150, up to $13,000 off Ram, and up to $8,000 off Journeys. Giant savings on over 300 available pre-owned vehicles, over 70 vehicles, $79 to $199 per month with approved credit. Over 50 pre-owned trucks clearance priced for immediate delivery. See all the bargains at jwildermanautoplex.com. Stop by for a friendly buying experience.
Each year, one in every four adults over 65 will experience a fall. Thankfully, falls are not an inevitable part of aging, and the fear of falling doesn't need to rule your life. Joyner Therapy Services now offers our own fall prevention program to help you maintain your independence. Find out if you're a candidate for our fall prevention program by booking a free discovery visit today. Call 252-7171 in Harrisburg, 998-9894 in Marion, and 382-2771 in Carmine. Joyner Therapy Services. A healthier you starts here.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Gonzalez with People's National Bank. People's National Bank has partnered with Zelle. Zelle is an easy way to send and receive money with family, friends, and others you trust. You can use Zelle today right from your PNB To Go mobile banking app. Money moves directly between bank accounts fast. Stop by People's National Bank today to learn more about Zelle. Available to United States bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. The Zelle service is property of Early Warning Services, LLC. People's National Bank, member FDIC.
The updated forecast calls for a hot 2020 prom season, and Illusions Bridal and Prom is where you'll find the steamiest new prom gown. Shop the hottest designers at Illusions, such as Sherry Hill, Giovanni, and one of our favorites from Project Runway, Jonathan Kane. All these designers will put some heat in your prom night. One stop at Illusions, and you'll be dressed from head to toe with jewelry, shoes, hair accessories, and the hottest prom gowns around. For a hassle-free prom, talk to the consultants at Illusions Bridal and Prom at 7th and Main and Vincennes, where the best stand out from the rest.
Radar Weather is sponsored by Conard Financial Group at 510 West Delaware in Fairfield, with securities offered through Raymond James. Conard Financial Group, investing in the community since 2003.
Are your retirement savings scattered about in several old 401ks and IRAs? Let Conard Financial Group provide you with education on what options you may have. Call Conard Financial Group at 842-7855 today and take control of your retirement assets. Raymond James Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Life well planned. Like our page on Facebook, Conard Financial Group.
Yes. 50% chance for rain, snow showers, or freezing rain today, high 35. Tomorrow, showers likely before noon, then gradually becoming clear with a high 52. Sunday, mostly sunny and very cold, high 22. Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, mostly sunny, high 23. And for Tuesday, sunshine with a high 33. Overnight low 25, yesterday's high was 35. Currently, humidity at 78%. Winds from the east-northeast at 10 miles an hour. Pressure at 30.68. Right now, partly cloudy skies, 28 here at the WFIW studios east of Fairfield. Radar showing nothing in the area in terms of precipitation, but there is a lot of precipitation moving to the east out in the western Missouri area at the present time. Radar weather brought to you this morning by the Conard Financial Group.
I want to remind you about these two great deals that we have on the Big Deal Store. Go on our website, a Public Pizza Blast and Glow Party at Skateland Roller Sport here in town. It was going for $136. It's a $136 value for only $99. And a Pizza Blast and Glow Party that was $235, only $99.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Can't beat that.
Can't have a party. We ought to do that. We ought to be on the show and hit each other with
Nerf guns.
Nerf guns, right between the eyes. First question.
With grandsons, I'm sure we can. Oh, you and I could fill
that place.
Oh yeah.
Our kids have been fruitful and multiplied. All right, number one. When's the Atlantic hurricane season officially beginning?
That starts in first part of June, isn't it?
I thought it was April.
June 1.
Okay.
Not bad. He knows his hurricanes.
It ends in November.
Yes, it does. It goes to November. You're right. Number two, when sustained winds are immediately expected to be over 40 miles per hour for at least 1 hour in an area, what kind of advisory does the National Weather Service issue?
High wind warning.
Yes. That's it. You got it. All right, number three. Tornadoes born from severe thunderstorms in the United States. Storms travel in which direction?
West to east.
Yeah, I was thinking they travel east.
Eastward, is the right answer. All right, number four. What's the difference between a hurricane and a typhoon?
Hurricanes in the Atlantic, typhoons in the Pacific.
Yep.
Location, you're right. Number five. The scale for estimating tornado strength is the
Fujita.
I've not pronounced that correct. That's the Fujita. I just like posthumously for me.
Yeah.
You know how I couldn't do that one?
Right.
Posthumous. I've been able to say it better since I fell out of the tree.
Yeah.
What specifically is used to determine the rating of the tornado?
A numeric scale.
I would say wind speed.
Yeah.
That's it. Tornado damage. Not the winds. Okay. The damage. The scale estimates tornado strength by looking at the damage produced by a tornado.
Yeah, they send people out as soon as and they look at.
You're watching TV. Red line comes across the bottom of your screen. It reads tornado warning. Which of the following does it mean? The conditions in your county are ripe for a tornado to form.
That's watch.
There is a tornado headed straight for your house immediately. They are warning you that there may be tornadoes. A tornado has been confirmed to have formed.
Last one.
The last one.
You're right. The tornado has been confirmed to have formed.
And anymore, they issue warnings based on wind rotation projections.
They can see the hook.
On the radar. Yeah, they don't. It's not that somebody has seen it. It's what they see in the radar.
Mm-hmm.
number 7 in Libya. They reported the highest temperature ever recorded, according to their claims. How hot did it get that day?
123.
172.
They're not even guessing out. What?
129.
Well, you guys are all around it. 136. Okay. 136.
Hotter than I thought. Like Death Valley, I thought was like 118.
Yeah, and it used to be that. Or what was it? International Falls, Minnesota used to always have the coldest temperature during the day. The World Meteorological Society. Okay, no. Number 8. What do you call a tornado that is over water?
Water spout.
Water, yeah.
Number 9. The best example of a tornado in literature. L. Frank Baum.
The Wizard of Oz.
I want to go home.
It still scares me to see the little flying things.
Monkeys?
The flying monkeys?
The flying monkeys terrify me. I mean, in real life, flying monkeys terrify me as well.
You probably get scared when you see those monkeys that have the cymbals. They play the music. Have you not seen those?
Oh, yeah, the toy ones.
Oh!
Like that.
Don't hit the...
You've not seen those?
No.
We all made the same motion. That is so funny.
You know what? I may have hit this, but I didn't make any noise like you do when you hit the microphone.
I often hit the microphone with my forehead. And people think, what happened out there? Hide! There's a tornado. Number 10. Hurricanes are named when sustained winds of 74 miles per hour are achieved. Several storms have their names retired. Which one of these frequently used names for hurricanes has not been retired? Okay?
All right.
Katrina?
It's been
Andrew,
retired. It's been retired.
Sandy.
And
Arlene.
I think Arlene hasn't.
Arlene is the right answer.
Right.
All right. You blew through those.
Hey.
No pun intended, right?
I was a science teacher. I better know those.
You know, we did a lot of damage.
Yeah, so let me just tell you something. It's good to have a broad education. That includes knowledge of the weather.
Just remember, if you make it to the NFL... and you're on the sideline after the National Championship game, don't hand out $100 bills. Don't pat somebody on the butt.
And on top of that, don't wear something that zaps you.
That's true.
Z's here, and we really appreciate you being here, Dinah. We always enjoy having you here. And have a nice weekend, and go Mules tonight.
Go Mules! Go Mules!
We'll be on there at 7:30.
All right, take care. Have a good weekend.
Alexa, play WFIW.
It's time for classic hits from WFIW.